Ona, an indie rock band from Ona, West Virginia, but now based in Huntington, West Virginia, just released a new EP called The Other Side of June. I talked to the band's guitarist, Bradley Jenkins, about the group's West Virginia origins, its musical inspirations, and the popularity of cassette tapes. So how did the band start out?
Me and Zach Owens, who is the guitar player, we kind of been fiddle farting around, starting, I guess, like 2011, 2012. And we always just kind of got together acoustically, always wanted to start a project, but just could never get it off the ground. But it was kind of a blessing because it gave us time to write some songs to bring to a band that we wanted, you know. So we played together for a while. Then his roommate at the time, Zach Johnson, he plays bass in the band. He started playing with us, then it started growing, and all we were missing was a drummer. Then through mutual friends, we met Max Nolte. He's the drummer, and he's a really, really cool loft in downtown Huntington. And we went up there one evening, and it kind of was just like, well, duh, we have to do this, you know, because at that first practice, we were really, really excited about it and haven't really stopped since then. So.
And what about the name itself? I mean, were you guys from Ona, West Virginia?
Yeah, three of us in the band are from Ona, actually. Me, Max Nolte, who is the drummer, and PJ Woodard, who plays the organ. We actually grew up in Ona. It was kind of a late night, adult beverages decision to name our band that, I guess. I had my old Ona All-Star hat on, and we were getting ready to play like our first or second show, and we needed a band name, and I think Max pointed at my hat. He was like, how about Ona? And we just stuck with it. We don't ever regret it, actually.
Well, I was going to ask you, too, like, looking back on it, what did Ona represent? Or was it just simply like, oh, hey, Ona, we're going to call ourselves Ona?
I think it started off that we're just going to, it's just a thing because that's where we're from. But we try to reflect that in our music in some way to keep it kind of raw. I don't know, there's nothing fancy about the little town of Ona, so we don't want to do nothing too fancy in the music either. We just try to keep it kind of raw and rocking. And I guess it's hard to explain to somebody who's not from Ona, actually. There's nothing fancy. There's a stoplight. I don't know. It's something to be proud of. We sold Ona t-shirts at our last couple shows, and it's funny to see people walking around with the town I grew up in on their chest. It's really funny.
Well, I think that's nice. It just represents where you came from. No matter where you're going to go, if it's going to be Nashville or if you're going to stay in West Virginia, kind of proof that, hey, we came from Ona, and this is where our heart and our music lies. So.
Yeah, definitely. That's where we grew up and started at our own instruments, and I don't know, I go back there every time I get to writing a song, and I would want to make it proud to be from Ona, I guess. That being said, we go out of town and people have no clue what Ona is. They think it's, people call us O-N-A and they wonder what it stands for. It's really funny.
So what is there to do in Ona besides that one stoplight that you talked about?
There's actually a speedway, the Ona Speedway, where legends are born is their motto. And there's an airport there as well at the speedway. That's kind of neat. I think our dream show is to play in like the winner's pit or in the center of Ona Speedway. But other than that, you know, hang out at Bud Carroll's house. The guy that produced the songs, he's producing the record as well. There's a lot of cool camping spots. We have fun going up there with our buddies, bring our guitars and go camping. Really, you have to make your own fun there too. So I think that the creative process helps that up. That helps that out a lot.
Well, I'd say that's a lot to do with West Virginia in general. I'm not saying there's not a lot of things to do in West Virginia. It's just if you were to go to a big city, I mean, pick any kind of activity made up or real, and you can probably find it there. In West Virginia, you know, there's a lot of natural beauty to it, and so you kind of have to use your imagination or be creative about certain things that you want to do.
Yeah.
So I think that's a nice way of putting it. It's like you have to kind of work for it and just be dynamic about it instead of just laying back and having all these possibilities just come at you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. Like, you couldn't just walk to your friend's house. Like, you would have to, it was out like some holler or something, you know, and it was like a big deal if you went to a friend's house, so you kind of made the most of it. I don't know, you don't take anything for granted in Ona, I guess.
Yeah. Have any celebrities or any big names come out of Ona? I mean, you mentioned the Speedway, that's where legends come
from.
Where
legends are born, that's their motto. I'm not sure if any of those legends made it past Ona Speedway, but I'd be willing to say no. Any famous people from Ona? Yeah, I'm going to get heckled for this because there's probably a few that I'm a big ones that I have no clue about. Billy Joel's ex-wife is from Ona.
Really?
So, yeah, I think her name's Katie Lee. She went to school with my sister. Yeah, there's, I don't know. There's no, if you ask anybody else, they'd probably say that whoever won the most races at Ona Speedway is the biggest celebrity down there because it's a hell of a time.
Yeah.
It's a ruckus. No, I don't think there's any celebrities.
Well, that's good to know. So I guess that's another good point then. I've talked with some West Virginia bands before, and some of them have moved out of state, mm-hmm. and some of them are still in state for albums and records and all that. So I guess the thing is, you and Ona, you guys are now in Huntington.
Right, yeah.
What are your plans moving forward? I mean, do you think the band will ever move out to Nashville or to, I don't know, L.A.? Do you think that West Virginia is always going to be the place to make music and tour the music? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I think there's advantages and disadvantages to that. Obviously, the advantage to going out of state and to where there's a market for more music and more studios and stuff like that is that it's at the tip of your fingers. And if you want to go record some music, there's always session people. You know what I mean? It's just very convenient in cities like those. But I feel like the disadvantage is it'd be harder to stay true because there's a comfortability factor staying here. I mean, there's been plenty of bands through West Virginia that have made it, like American Minor, D&B, all those, you know, good rock music has come out of here. It can be done. We just got to stick with it. I feel like some people, they got a good thing going and they have temporary minds and they let it fall off. And you're like, oh, man, if you were stuck with that, they could have really done something. So I think it goes back to the thing about being from Ona. It's the same thing about West Virginia. Like, even if we did move somewhere, I would always say we're from West Virginia, you know. If I was halfway across the country and somebody said they're from West Virginia, I'd be really, really excited because it doesn't have a name yet in that whole industry. I mean, country music, also, obviously, but not really the indie rock.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool to kind of put our stamp on it.
Your new release is really, really good. I was talking to one of my colleagues today at work. The production value is excellent.
Yeah, that's Bud Carroll. We recorded a Bud Carroll studio at Trackside Studios in Wilson, West Virginia.
I mean, it's great. I was trying to figure out how long you've been doing this, like how many records or releases, but I could only find the one that you released, I think, in 2013. Does that sound about right?
That was like the first. That's actually, we recorded that like the first like three or four practices we ever had. Max has an amazing practice space. It's a loft on 4th Avenue in Huntington, and he has also like all analog. And I'm in a band with gearheads, and they're all about, you know, I don't know. They know so much gear talk, and I have no clue what it is. And that's a lot about the production value is so good at that because put Max Nolte and Bud Carroll's minds together, and it's just explosions.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and I could tell on Good Wolf too. Like Bud knew what he was doing. It's a great indie poppy kind of record. And same thing for you all.
Yeah.
Would you say that your record is indie folk rock, indie rock? Like, how would you describe your record?
I think the remainder of the record I wouldn't say folk rock. It'll definitely have its. We all kind of bring different things to the table. Like, I started just playing acoustic guitar. I'd really never played electric guitar before this. Then Zach, our guitar player, he went to the Berklee School of Music, so he's like very well trained in guitar and amazing in guitar. So everybody adds their own layers, like, you know, PJ Zach and Max, everybody has their own thing, and I think together that's what makes the sound so unique. But yeah, the folk thing will always kind of be there, just because a lot of times I write the songs and that's how they start off, you know, acoustic guitar and just me singing here in my apartment and just growing from there. So I think we always try to instill the root of the song, like where it started, and kind of try to stay true to that, but still kind of mess with it a little bit.
So Virginia Storm was your release in 2013, and then the new one you have, or at least the new EP, that's what it's called right now, The Other Side of June. Now, is that going to be the album title as well?
I'm not really sure. Both times we've named those, it's just been like a text message, we're about to release it, and basically it's like, what do y'all want to call this? Then shoot them an idea, and they're like, okay, cool. it'll probably be something different. But that's actually a lyric from the song. It's the Ides of July song. It's kind of a lyric I've had forever, The Other Side of June. And so there's not too much meaning behind it. But I'm not sure if the actual album is going to be called. I wish I did.
Okay. Is there, I don't know, any kind of musical inspirations for this record? Or just for the band in general?
We go by the motto, WWNYD, which is, what would Neil Young do? we all love Neil Young. As far as inspiration, that goes back into what we all bring to the table. They've actually taught me, kind of opened my eyes to all kinds of music. I wasn't really well educated in music growing up. I can't say that I listened to my dad's old records and growing up, and I really didn't. So now I just listen to Max and Zach's records, and they've shown me a lot of music, a lot of good stuff. But like Jeter, our bass player, the most soulful person I've ever met, and he can get down. Then Zach's into like Radiohead type stuff. Max is into just rock and roll and Kiss, and so we all kind of bring our inspirations, which is, I think that's what really makes the sound, really.
Yeah, because I can hear a lot of like older, like the Neil Young. I can kind of hear like a Neil Young kind of era in your music, but then also there's a bit more newer indie rock kind of stuff going on.
Yeah,
so I can tell that.
Yeah, and we didn't want to get stuck in a rut playing the same. I feel like too many people do that nowadays. They're like, no, we're just a folk rock band. It's like, well, like sometimes we want to make you feel uncomfortable, really. Not at ease at all. Too many people play cowboy chords, and it's so resolved. There's times in our shows where the dynamics kind of come out of nowhere, and it's really fun to do, and it's fun to see the audience response to that. Not that it's always good, but there's got to be we want to make you feel kind of weird at the end, I guess.
Make you stay on your toes. Keep you
on
your toes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's to, that actually happened in just the creative process of writing the songs. We always kind of had the songs, and we would kind of sit down and discuss, like, okay, how do we mess this up? You know, and we have this song here, we have the structure, like all these parts, and like, how can we make it not weird, but just like, how can we mess it up to the listener? It's kind of thrown off or something. And I think that'll be more prevalent in the full album, because those two songs, like Tornado Rider and Ides of July, there's a few things in there, but the stuff we're working on now is I think much better, I guess. That's an old song, Tornado Rider. I wrote that when I think I was 17 or 18. I just kind of always had it, then we messed with it.
But in this case, it sounds like your formula is, let's do something, oh wait, it's too normal, let's make it weird.
You said it better than me. You're saying everything better than me.
No, I understood you. I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
A lot of artists out there today, it seems like they don't do that. It seems like they are like, this is the tried and true formula. We're going to stay with it because it is going to make us mainstream. It's going to keep us, you know, in tune with the kids. And really, it sounds like your creative process is just like, let's flip it on its head or do something different to it and make it us, make it stand out. And I think that's admirable.
Definitely. I think music's one of those things, like if everybody likes it, often you're doing something wrong or not true to yourself. It's because, I don't know, it's hard to appeal to everyone in music like that. And just kind of make it your own thing. And it's, It's a lot more fun. You feel a lot better playing it too, because it's not just CGD, you know?
Yeah, it's not top 40s. It's not like you're going to hear the song over and over again. It has the same chorus repeated like 20 times.
Yeah,
and with like some like crazy hook that's like, why am I listening to this? It's just ear candy, but it's the worst kind that'll give me 20 cavities.
So, yeah, it's background music. Yeah, we don't really want to be background music. I think that's the worst fear. The worst fear of us is to be on the radio. Not public radio, of course. No, you know what I mean.
How dare you?
No, not you. No, no. The mainstream radio.
I understand. What's next for you all, then? You said you're touring and the new record. What else is on your agenda?
We have a couple shows in February. Then we're going to kind of lay low on playing for a little bit. The first time we went into the studio, there was a lot of stuff we should have done before we went in. We wasted a lot of time. That was a learning experience, and we're really looking forward to that and kind of taking our time in the studio with Bud. And I think he's all about making a good record, and so are we. So I think it'll be a lot more effort put into this. And, yeah, just keep constantly writing is the main thing. Never settle. Keep the songs coming out.
Good. I was thinking before, if you're going to do any more merch or any kind of things you're going to sell, I think that WWNYD thing would be a pretty good thing to have on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that.
Maybe you should make the tour van or whatever. Maybe you should just brand it all over the place, man. You know?
I tell you what, I wish all the other guys in the band were on this conversation, because they would be like high-fiving right now if the fact that you just said that. I'm not even kidding. They would be obsessed with that.
Well, it's a good idea. It's branding. It's something cool. People are going to ask you questions, and you're going to respond and say, you need to go to our concert to find out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's tattooed on our heart. So that's
all
that. WWNYD.
Tattooed on your heart. So the EP was released on a single. Vinyls are making a comeback now. Do you think cassettes are too? What was the reason why you chose a cassette for this?
I wanted to do something different. The vinyl was going to be kind of expensive to do just for two songs as a single release.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of nervous, like people are going to see these foreign objects and not have any clue how to play them. Like, you know, some kids would, I guess, have no clue. Or maybe they just couldn't find a tape player or something like that. We're kind of nervous about that. But it wasn't about really selling them. It was about getting the songs out, which is why we did the download card as well. We also didn't want to, like, come out of the gate for our first physical release of something and have like straight to vinyl. I feel like we haven't really earned anything to do that, you know? I feel like that'd be kind of egotistic to be like, nah, straight to wax. we got a lot of work to do. We understand that. And I think the starting from a cassette tape is kind of...
baby steps.
Baby steps, just like the band's taking.
Yeah.
So.
I really like that. I like that idea of, like, you have to earn that vinyl. You know, you take a small media, like a cassette, and then you get the bigger media, like the vinyl.
Exactly.
Work your way up from there. But yeah, I like that. I like that imagery. What should people know about the band? What should people know about Ona that they might not know already?
We like to have a good time. We will eat all your pepperoni rolls. No, I'm just kidding. I guess just keep an eye out for us and be looking for the full album in the summer. And we're looking forward to getting it out. I think that's what makes it all worth it, is when seeing people that actually are enjoying it kind of makes you proud for something you've worked for. But we also understand we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of dues to pay, and we understand that. We're looking forward to it. We're not going to give up.
Ona just released their new EP, The Other Side of June, this past winter, and they'll be on tour throughout the year. You can hear more from the band on A Change of Tune, airing Saturday night at 10 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Joni Deutsch. Thanks for listening.